Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. My name is Mike, and this week we have one of my favorite people on the podcast. He's a returnee, and he's a fellow Swami weirdo. So let's bring in Mr. Tyler Drapo. You ready to go for just a wee bitty run?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right, man. So you've been crushing it lately. So this is pretty awesome. But kind of give us an update on your life. Hey, from Haynesport, did you bring home a dog?
No, thankfully. They did go pet golden retrievers for a couple hours the first day, though.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. When you told me that's what your sister and Amanda were going to do, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to go do that instead of run. Let me go pet golden retrievers, man. That sounds like a lot more fun.
So. Yeah, they said it was a blast. It's some kind of like retreat that they have for the dogs down there, and I don't know. They said it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. So much fun. Cool. So Amanda doing well, hanging in there?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Good deal.
So I did have a work trip planned for Hawaii next week, but since the work trip got canceled, we're gonna go anyway. So that's good.
Awesome. You gonna put some feet on the hurt course?
So I'm running it in January.
Are you really?
Yeah, and the last time I was out there last year, I did the course twice, a couple
Okay.
loop. And so this time when we go out, I'm not gonna, because we're not going to Oahu, but I'm going out with my parents and my siblings and Amanda right after Christmas, and then staying through hurt. So I'm hoping to get
Awesome.
a couple practice loops in before the actual race.
That deal is hurt the second or third weekend in January.
It's like the third.
Okay. Awesome. Wow, that's going to be a blast, man. That'll be a one heck of a warm up for Swami, huh?
Yeah, I know. So I got my trail work out of the way. I got everything out of the way, so I'm ready to go. That's the next one on the list for me, so.
Awesome. So how'd you end up doing Haynesport? You ran the 24 hour, right?
Yeah, well, 14 hours of the 24 hour. I didn't have a race between Hellbender and really it was only Swami that I was for sure going to be running. So I wanted to get
Okay.
something on the schedule, at least 50 plus miles before Swami. And I had signed up for the Air Force Marathon. I did the Columbus Marathon last weekend. And then I'm doing the Marine Corps this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
yeah, so all with a bunch of friends. So my September, October filled up pretty quick. And it was one of the only races close to home. And it seemed like a pretty good one. So, we stayed at my sister's the night before. And yeah, so that's how I ended up there. Cause it was, one of the only races on a free weekend in the fall that kind of fell between the two I was doing.
And it was so weird because I didn't know that Peter and Joe were going to be there. So all of a sudden, I pull up and, there's Peter and Joe. And it's like, wow, it's like Swami reunion week or something. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was great. I forget where we were all at, but like, I don't know, 6 hours into the thing, 8 hours into the thing, and I was running with Joe and you were running with Pete, and we all like met up at the one point. That was pretty cool.
That was cool. That was kind of fun. It was so weird to meet Swami people at a different race. I mean, because you see some of them, like, I go down to Cape Fear and you see, a couple people there, but that was just neat. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Other
that
than
was
the
really
weather.
cool. Yeah, so I think the weather is probably what played into. So I think I did 11 hours quick at like 62 miles or so, and then I was feeling a little fatigued. The goal was to take a nap and then get back after it, but I took a nap and then did like 6 miles, and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I want to fight through the weather later on today, and drink a bunch of caffeine, and so that's where I ended up calling it at like 67, 68, something like that.
Yeah, that was you were the smart one.
Yeah.
That wind just got vicious in the middle of the night, man. That was ugly.
I took a nap in the tent and I could feel it shaking. And I was with the three people from my unit,
Right.
Tracy, Trevor, and Emily. And a couple of them went back out there at one point. You could just hear them. They were so miserable.
Yeah, I remember seeing Emily one time and she was just shaking her head. She was just walking around, just shaking her head, going, "What am I doing?" It was fun. Trevor crushed it though.
Yeah, he did. It was his first time going further than 40, and he ended up doing 62 or so. And that was Emily's first time doing more than a marathon. And she did
Really?
end up at, yeah, she did 50. So super proud of them. That was awesome. It
That
was
was
really cool
cool.
to
It
see
was
them get out
cool
there.
seeing your whole squadron. Of course, I had to stop one time because Trevor's son was running with him, and he's like, "Well, go run, catch up with Captain Drapo." And I'm going, "Who the hell's Captain Drapo?" Oh, So Swami last year, you absolutely crushed it. Second place. You spent a little time at the back baseline. Was that fun?
Yeah, it was all right. I wish I could have like got to, so I got to that parking lot at the beach at like 4 or 5 p.m. and knew I wasn't gonna get across the beach before sundown. So I took like a 6 hour nap at that parking lot, and then I left at like 11 p.m. and slowly meandered my way. But I gave myself enough time to know that I would, no matter what, be at the sign before sunup. Yeah, I got there like an hour and a half early, and but I
Oh my
bundled up
God.
for it. So I was wearing
Okay.
like all the layers. I had a Carhartt jacket on top, so I curled my like up into a ball and like curled up into the sand, and yeah, it just took like an hour and a half
That is so awesome. That is so if this happens next year, the entrance that's about not even a half mile before the sign,
Yep.
if you just kind of go down that, there's actually you go up over the dune and right behind that dune, there's a whole grove of trees, and there's even a enclosed outhouse.
Ooh, that's way better.
Yeah, so you're just what it does is it gets you off the stupid beach with all the wind blowing on you.
Yeah, that was getting, it was getting cold at one point, but luckily I prepared for it.
There you go. I scouted that out the probably about a month or so ago. I was like, that's where I'm stopping. So, if I get to the sign, before I can enter, I know where I'm stopping. So it's a great windbreak. It's absolutely shields you from the wind completely. And if it's downpouring, you can just hop in the outhouse.
Yeah, I'm hoping to, I'd like to get 60 hours this year,
I think you got it in you, man.
which
Definitely.
means beat that night. Was that
Yep.
Tuesday night? Get across the
Yep.
beach before Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I'm in a
Makes sense.
debate, yeah, exactly how I want to like find my plan out my sleeping game. And I've been testing it at these other races, so I took a couple at Hellbender. I took 2 or 3 20-minute naps to see how I'd respond, and I'm just trying to figure out. Right now, I got two plans in my head. It's either go all the way to the
My
KOA
house.
at about the
Oh,
KOA
okay.
at about
KOA.
80,
Yep.
and then take a nap until sunrise the first day, and then hopefully try to get all the way back through P Island and just either stay in those hotels like in Southern Nag's Head or
Right.
hopefully a little further somewhere. Yeah, wake up super early that last day and then try to get across the beach before night. It's either that or just go all out and then just blow up somewhere again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I still got to figure out how to get my body to respond well after these naps. It's been difficult so far. So,
Yeah. So after Swami this year, what did you do after that race-wise?
just Hellbender before Haynesport. I've been trying to do like one a quarter,
Okay.
if I can. So I did Hellbender, and that was my first real, mountain test. Although they had to change the course a little bit. I think it knocked a thousand or 2,000 foot off the elevation gain,
Okay.
because you didn't go up Mount Mitchell. I think some of the trails were still messed up from the storm. But yeah, that was my first real test. I had 20 or 21,000 foot of gain over the race, and
Wow.
I didn't do any real climbing, so it smoked me a good bit on those.
I'll bet.
Came in at like 27, 28 hours.
Oh, that's awesome for Hellbender. That's a great time, dude.
Yeah, and Michelle was there, and I think Michelle finished right around when I did, so I got to see her and
Okay.
Rick at the finish line, and it was a
Oh,
good
that's
time.
fun. Wow.
More
That's
Swami, you know?
there you go. More Swami, man. The folks you see at Swami, and then you see him elsewhere. It's always a delight, isn't it, when you see somebody that you know has gone through Swami?
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. So now you just kind of you got MCM. Is that next weekend or this weekend?
Yeah, this Sunday I'm running it with my
This Sunday.
brother-in-law. It's his first marathon, so
Okay.
we're gonna get him across that finish line.
There you go. Man, have you ever run Marine Corps before?
Yeah, it's my third time. Well, I've done the
Okay.
50K twice, not the actual marathon.
Okay. That was my first marathon in 2011 was Marine Corps. Loved it.
Okay, when you're coming up that finish, you're running up the hill
Oh,
and they're lining the finish. Yeah, it's so cool.
yeah, that's amazing. What is the 50K like? Like, where do they add mileage to get to the 50K?
You start off and do the same first, I don't know, 4 or 5, 6 miles, and then you just do a quick out and back of 5 miles. You just bang a left where the regular marathon goes right somewhere, and
Yep.
you do an out and back, and that's where you add it. And so the first year I did it, I think it was like 2022, I was pushing for time and it dumped me back in with people who are running like 2:30 marathon pace.
Oh,
And
God.
yeah, I'm like, it's a lot. It probably helped me a little bit, but probably I was probably going a lot faster than I needed to at that time. It was like eight, I was probably like 10, 12 miles in, and I'm running, six upper 6 minute miles, low
Oh
sevens.
my
I'm like,
gosh.
yeah, it was bad.
How long did you hang with them?
So I ran a 3:40 and
Oh, wow.
changed 3:44 for the 50K. So for a while, I just like, I think I ended up in like 10th or 11th overall in the 50K.
Wow, that's
So
awesome.
it's probably the best marathon I've ever ran. I think I ran like a 3:06 split for a marathon.
Wow.
Probably because of hanging out with those 2:30 marathoners.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, I haven't run that fast since,
There you go. And
but
who wants to? Oh.
yeah. I pushed that Air Force marathon a month ago. I did the Fly, Fight, and Win challenge where you run the 5K the day before,
Okay.
10K morning of, and then you go right into the marathon.
Oh, wow.
And so I pushed the 5K. I ran a 20, just a little bit above a 20. I pushed the 10K. I ran a 42, and I tried to run 8 minute pace in the marathon. And by like mile 20, I was like, yeah, I need to walk for a minute or two. I can't do all this.
Got
I
a
haven't
little
been training
crisped
for
up.
this. Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow, that's why you're laying down those fast miles at Haynesport, because you were zipping around the course for a while there.
Yeah, I think I ran most everything there was except once I got above 60, it was probably below 10, like in the nine and a
Okay.
half, 10 minute pace. That's what I was shooting for.
Yep. So now, do you think you could maintain that like a 10 minute pace through the first 100 at Tuolumne?
I think so. I think that's what I did for the first 85 or 90 last year before I
Okay.
went down. But I don't know if that was a mistake or not. That's the only problem. It might have been a
Okay.
mistake.
Because last year you went until you just couldn't go any further, right?
Yeah, last year I went till I needed to take a nap,
Okay.
which was about 90, and then I took an hour with the Normatec on, and then I got up and was hoping to be recharged, but I only made it about 5 or 6 miles before I was like wandering a little delirious, and
Wow.
I had to go back down a couple miles later, and then I took like a 3 or 4 hours, and I was good. But
Okay.
yeah, so figuring out that sleep thing is really what I need to do. Figuring out the
Yep.
right combo there.
Yeah, there's got to there I mean, Thomas was too much of a robot last year. I don't know if that's possible, but then I mean, we saw what did somebody finish? Was it I can't remember if it was Buckeye or Cowboy, somebody did 46 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that recently, in the last few weeks, right?
Yeah. I think
Yeah.
it was Might have been Buckeye
I
40,
think it was
and I'm like
Buckeye
going
too.
46 hours for 200 miles. I mean, I don't.
Insane.
Yeah, that's like I don't know how to do that. So I can't even do the math. I mean, that's where I'm at. I'm like, there's just that's 23 hours. That's a tw two 23 hour 100 milers back to back. Yeah.
Sounds
That's
painful.
insane. That's just totally insane. But
That's like,
there's some stout people coming to Swami this year, so who knows? Somebody could roll something like that off.
it would be awesome to see someone run a sub 48. That'd be
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Well, Scott Reideck, if he gets in, he says he can run a sub 48. And I'm like, and Thomas, Thomas is like going, okay, I've done 52. I think I can push that down into the 47s.
Yeah,
So
maybe
if
if he
he
just
gets
doesn't
in,
sleep at all, he could probably do
he could probably do it. I mean,
it.
if he just didn't sleep at all and just, did it, I could see him doing it. I mean, he's got to, get back in that stellar shape he was in last year. So,
Yep.
yeah,
I
it's
gotta
going to
figure
be
out
a fun race.
what these guys are doing for like bigs right now. I think there were six left when I looked like an
There
hour ago.
are 105th. They're out on their 106th lap. Six guys.
It's like, how do they stay awake? That's what I wanted to know. Are they catching like 5 minutes of Z's there somewhere? I don't
Well, I
know.
was looking at like their lap times, and so they got to be getting really, really tired, because I mean, they were coming in, pretty consistently in the 52, which meant that, you could take a 5 minute nap.
Yep.
But now everybody is coming in like 55 to 58. So I'm like, we're going into nighttime. How long can these guys keep going on no sleep and, coming back in and jumping right back
Jeez.
in the corral and going back out again? I mean, It, who knows?
Insane. I love to see it. I love to see it though. You know, just like
Yeah.
what's
I would love
possible.
to see it break 119. I mean, it
Yeah.
would be totally cool to see somebody go, you know, 124 or something like that.
Yeah, 5 full days, five plus days. That'd be crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, just even think about that. Doesn't that just like you're sitting there doing the math in your head going, that's insane.
Man, I
That's
can't make 1 full day without sleeping.
I know. Can you imagine 5 full days, no sleep, no meaningful sleep? I mean, you're just
Nope.
little cat nap here and there. I'd be stumbling around like a drunk idiot, man.
I would be seeing all kinds of things in
Oh my gosh.
the woods.
At this point now there's gonna be some seriously awesome hallucinations.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So have you been in a race yet where you've had the hallucinations?
Yeah, so when I did test the Tesla Hertz, I did 150 there last year,
Right.
and so I did 90, went down for a nap for an hour, got up, and then I did about 40 or 50. It got me to that it's 15 10-mile loops, and so I think I did 13 or 14 laps. And in that 13th or 14th lap, Amanda was walking with me, and I was telling her I was seeing like people in the trees and like little kids laughing, and she's like, "Tyler, there's no one there."
That's awesome. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
And then this
That's
last
so
year
much fun.
at Swami on the beach coming back, I was out there, and I kept thinking I was seeing headlights behind me, or headlamps behind me, all the way up until the border. And when I crossed the border, and I went like another mile, I looked back, and when those lights were supposedly at the border, all of a sudden they just like zoomed off.
Yes.
And I'm like,
Yep.
what? I don't know. So I figured I was just seeing them, and maybe that's what was keeping me going. I thought someone was
No,
behind me or something.
there is a light at the board, I swear, because I've seen it too. All right, man. So Hertz coming up next. That's the next biggie.
Yep. Hurt,
So
Swami.
what is your kind of goal for that? Because that's a stout race. There's a lot of elevation climb and that thing too.
Yeah, I think it's I haven't looked at it in a while. I think it's probably about 20,000 too. I'd like to shoot for that same 27, 28 range. The one lap that I ran one and hiked one when I was out there last year, and the lap I ran, I did it in about 4.5, 5 hours.
Okay.
Assuming I slow down over time, and I took that one pretty slow.
Okay.
So we'll see. I don't know. Probably end up
And
doing
what is
closer
that
to 30
course like? I've
hours.
heard that it is just gnarly roots and stuff all over the place.
There's some parts that are really runnable, but yeah, then there are parts that you have to like hold on, that where like the tree roots just grow through the course, and you kind of have to like hold
Wow.
on to the side of the trees and walk pretty gingerly.
Wow.
And then there's one or two pretty steep climbs, but they're not that long, so I think it'll be
And
a good one.
what is the mileage on each loop?
It's 20. It's a 20-mile loop.
Okay. So you 5 loops and
Right.
you're golden. Okay.
Yep. And then I think there's aid stations every roughly every 7, 6, 7, 8 miles or so. There's
Oh, that's
two or
awesome.
three. So I could probably just use a like a handheld and then just get food or something at each
Yep.
one.
How did you fuel at Swami last year? Was it Amanda and your it was Amanda and your parents last year, right?
Yeah, well, my parents didn't make the start, so Amanda was nervous because she usually needs them.
Right.
but for Swami, I'll usually just load the pack up and then have them meet me every 15, 20 miles just for an emotional support break and just to reload up on anything I need. And that usually gets me through. And then if I need a nap, I just slept in the car last year.
And did that work for you pretty well, sleeping in the car?
I don't know. I think I got to put a mattress in there.
Okay.
It between being in pain with my legs, and then you just can't find the right spot to lay down, at least in the back of her Subaru Forester. So I might have to throw something like a pad down or something just
Okay.
to make it a little more comfortable, because I spent like half an hour rolling around before I could get comfortable enough to actually get some shut eye.
Yeah, that was me at the lighthouse in 24 trying to catch a nap after, you know, being deathly ill at the back of his car. And it was just like I just could never find it was like you'd get comfortable and all of a sudden something started digging into your hip and it's like
Yep.
I might as well just get up.
Exactly. Or
Yeah.
the one spot that's really bothering you is your hamstring, and then something just it happens to be jabbing you in the hamstring
Yeah,
the
that's golden,
whole
isn't
time.
it? That's a beautiful thing. So like we had the van this year, so at Hanesport, so I was able to, go take a nice nap. I actually got a really decent, good, 35, 40-minute nap in the middle of the night. And that was great. But at the dome, I didn't bring anything because I was like, I'm staying up the whole 48 hours because I'm an idiot. And about 36 hours in, I think it was Barney Riesbeck or somebody came up and was like, Mike, please go lay down and take a nap. I took a nap, but I just laid down on the floor and I was out. I mean, just this hard floor, and I was gone. I took, one of my hoodies, and that was my pillow, and I was out for 35 minutes of just beautiful, blissful sleep that I have no idea how I slept that well. So
Yep, probably drooling on yourself. You're so
I'm sure I was
tired.
drooling on myself. I didn't pee myself, so that's good. Yeah. I'm very proud of
Weren't
myself for
that
that. That's right. Yeah, but I mean, Swami, this year I'm kind of with you that if I can take the cat naps here and there and not get a hotel room, because I think that's been my biggest mistake in Swami so far, is I get really, really tired and then I get a hotel room and then I'm like, I'm just wasting money because I'm not sleeping well anyway, so why
Yeah.
bother?
And what sleeping in the car or a van or something allows you to do too is you don't have to stop at that hotel, right?
Yep.
You could if you're feeling good, you could go another 10 miles or something and find a parking
Exactly.
lot then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm
Allows you
going to
some
do it
flexibility.
unsupported again, so I'm,
You're crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, P Island restroom is a beautiful place to sleep in the middle of the
Oh my
night. So
gosh.
I've taken a nap there. There's a post office in Avon, and it's warm. It's actually heated, and the bathroom's open. So you got the best of both worlds right there. And then, of course, there's always a quick nap on the bathroom floor at the lighthouse. So yeah,
Yeah, you're crazy. I'll do it one year, not this year.
there you
Not
go.
yet.
Yeah, the place not to sleep, all right. So I tried this also, was sleeping in that little pull out right before you hit the beach. Yeah, don't bother. You
Why?
lay down and you feel like there's crabs or something crawling all over you. It's just, yeah, it was just weird. It was just, yeah, I could, no sleep there. So it's like, screw this, going on the beach. So, yeah. All
I
right.
think I've
So
seen
goal for Swami. What's the goal for Swami?
Swami's goal is 60 hours.
60 hours. All
Yeah,
right.
beat that night, Tuesday night.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
So,
I was
sometime
just.
before the sun goes down on that Tuesday night, I'd like to get across
There
the
you
beach.
go. There you go. I think you could do it, man. I think, it's just a matter, like you said, of managing the sleep and everything. And
Yeah, I think that's where I lost time last year. I was probably 3 or 4 hours short of getting across the beach if I didn't take those naps. So I think if I can make up those 3 or 4 hours, it should be good.
so theoretically, what time do you think you need to hit the beach to make it across before the sun goes down?
In an ideal world, before noon.
Okay.
But I think if I hit it at 1 or 2 o'clock, I could probably push through it, knowing that I had that time constraint on the end.
Right.
It would just be painful, very painful.
Would you push the pace in the North Carolina
Yeah.
part of the beach just because it's a lot firmer than when you cross the border into Virginia?
Yeah, that'd be the plan. And hopefully the tides work out, but you never know. Who knows,
Yep.
right?
Well, at that point, getting your feet wet might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, it doesn't matter those last 10 miles.
Those last 10 miles, you just go, hey, a blister, I can live with it.
Right, exactly.
So, are there any races on the schedule after Swami next year?
Yeah, so trying to pack 26 a little bit if I can get into some things, because I'll likely getting deployed in 27,
Okay.
and so lose most of that year because I won't be around. So I deferred Cruel Jewel last year because it was really close to Hellbender. It was, I think, back-to-back weekends. So I'll do Cruel Jewel in May, and then I've got all the lottery dates for like Hard Rock and Western States and
Okay.
Badwater. I've got those all on my calendar, so if I could get into one or two of those,
That'd be awesome.
hopefully do one or two of those, and then doing Cruel Jewel will help me qualify if I want to do any of those in 28 as well.
Okay,
So
cool.
I
So
want
how
to do those
many
all
tickets are you
once.
going into Western States with this year?
Oh, honestly, I haven't even looked. Probably one.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Hard Rock, now, what was your Hard Rock qualifier? Was that
It was,
Hellbender?
yeah, Hellbender qualified for a lot of those, which was nice.
Okay. That was awesome. And Badwater was your qualifier when you finished Keys, or?
That helped, and I think they dropped the what was holding me back was the years requirement. I think it was 3 or 4 years you needed previously,
Right,
and
yeah.
I think they got rid of that, but I think I actually have it as of this year now
Okay.
because I've got all the races. It was something like more than 400 or 500s continuous races, so I meet the requirements this year for the first time. So,
Awesome.
and yeah, if I get into that, maybe I try to sneak Keys in or something. I don't know.
Right.
Just as a warm up to get into that routine again.
Doesn't that sound weird? Keys
Yeah.
is a warm up.
I do want to run that one again too. I wasn't happy with my finish, but I did finish it finally last
Yep.
year. But
Yep.
I'm gonna have to go back to that one for a vengeance run, I think.
What was your keys time? Wasn't it 26 or something like that?
27, 28 as well.
Okay. Okay.
Got to 70 and was just like burnt out and needed a nap there for an hour and then pretty much walked it all the way home. But I don't think I trained hard enough going into that one. So I think if I
Right.
could put down a good amount of miles going into it, I could at least run the whole thing.
Awesome. You've come a long way from the first time we talked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the first time we talked, maybe I had finished that Jersey Devil 100, but a
Yep,
DNF Keys at least once, if not the second time
I think you had,
already.
I think it was two DNFs at Keys, and I think your only 100 finish was Jersey.
Yeah, that sounds right. Because then I think I did Daytona shortly after that first time we talked, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've come a long way, man. It's been fun watching the progress of your running journey because, I mean, you've learned a lot, you've applied it, and you've gone out and tackled some really hard things.
Right. I think I'm at the point now where the distance is definitely always going to be hard. If I want to compete for place, I got to put up a lot of mileage going in. Talking like 100 mile weeks, I think that helps me get in the right mental spot. If I put in 40 to 50 mile weeks, I think, I know I'll finish. It's just I probably won't be as happy with my time in the end.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, what is the biggest thing that you would recommend to a new 100-miler madness that we do? What's something that you would recommend to them?
I've been talking so like with the folks we did the Haynesport with, I think it's just staying in the race. And that's been the hardest part for me sometimes is just staying in the race and not putting too much time pressure on yourself. Like I think that's why I ended up dropping in the Keys the first two times was because I had a time in mind that I wanted to hit. And when I saw that that time was escaping and I wasn't gonna be able to make it anymore, I think that just added to the mental game there and it took
Yeah.
me out of the race. So I think not having that time pressure on yourself. And then just if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl, just
Yep.
keep moving forward and it all comes in waves and you'll eventually be able to go at a quicker pace again. But just fight through the pain.
That's great advice. All right, man. Living an ultra life. First thing pops into your head.
Just consistently challenging yourself and uplifting others to do the same. I think doing these marathons with people for the first time, like my brother-in-law next weekend, my buddy last weekend, doing the 50K, the Marine Corps 50K with four new people last year. I think just seeing people cross the finish line for, doing something they never thought they could do, uplifting others along the way and always challenging yourself. Always
That's
have that next
awesome.
race on the schedule.
That's awesome, man. So proud of you, Tyler. You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.